Surprise guest.
Yes.
On the air.
Yes,
he needs no introduction.
No, not at all.
But go ahead and introduce yourself. Go ahead and keep the party going.
What's good, everybody? My name is Quentin E. Cross. And I'm just happy to be here today.
Yes,
a beautiful
yes.
day, y'all.
Uh-huh.
12 of people, my peers, they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's the same.
That's what they said, right?
What'd they say?
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Can I give him a clap?
I'm going to give him a clap.
I'm damn sure giving him a clap. Go ahead, talk about it. They interview him.
Yeah, yeah, in the building. So what do we owe this special visit?
I just wanted to stop by and thank the community, those who have been supporting me through this ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Thank those who risk their neck. There's people who are in politics or doing their thing, and our community people who still stood out there with me even when it didn't look so good.
Yeah.
I want to thank them. Mm-hmm. I also want to thank the haters down there in the community who we've been supporting for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
and who, by the grace of God, we're going to still continue to support because that's just what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
I want people to take this as a lesson. Don't get in trouble. But if you do, get you a paid lawyer. And sometimes you have to go to trial. Sometimes you have to call the bluff. Sometimes you mm-hmm. have to just stand up there and not perpetuate a system of just taking pleas and being railroaded into a system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some people who aren't happy.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do. But
yeah.
I'm really grateful. I'm thankful to Tiffany Garriga. You know,
yes, yes.
Let me get Tiff the clap, too.
Tiff
yeah,
in the building. Building.
Tiff in the building.
Yeah.
We're going to get her on the mic, too.
We're going to get a Garriga who, who stands up for people's rights. She stands up for the rights of the people she represents, but she gets railroaded in issues around police because we're not supposed to do that. And I'm glad to have her as a friend. I'm grateful to everybody who've been out there. You know me. You know I don't call for people to come support me or come to court or do those types of things because I feel like if I got myself into something, I should be a man to stand there and just hold that down one way or the other. That's another good tag word for some of you out there. Hold it down. You know, we forget that sometimes out in the
dropping
community.
Gems.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Because, who wants to be away from their kids or their families and things like that? But sometimes we make mistakes. But we have to, to take accountability for those mistakes and not tell on others.
Ooh.
When you make those mistakes, you just stand firm. Because you knew what you was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood firm, and the jury went with me. And I'm grateful, and it changed my lens because I had an all-white jury, y'all. You know we ain't getting no people of color on it, no jury in Columbia. I had an all-white jury, and I was skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a little faith in the system. I have more faith in God, but mm-hmm. I have some faith in the system because they came back about 30 minutes, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Tape and all, right? They had a tape. They had this. They had that. No, they wasn't buying it. And I'm just thankful. And we're just going to move forward.
Yeah.
I'm going to be leaving to do some other things. It's time for me to bow out and go pursue some other areas around here.
Mm-hmm. Just don't go to China this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they stopped me the last, but yeah. Yo.
Oh, man.
Stupid.
But I'm just grateful. And I'm on another note, since we're off of that, I'm really happy of mm-hmm. the people who are running. Slay, I know this is your last day, but
yeah, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of Tiff and Calvin and Shersha and others who are now Willette, that's my girl, who are now running for office to join Tiffany. This is a big deal. They could bring about major, major change.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to have been a part of it. I'm happy for my role that I played as a member of the Working Families Party.
Yes, yes.
We're doing some great things, and they're good people. It's not like we may not have strong relationships, but we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up in this community, and there needs to be a balance in this community of those who have been here and who can reach people who can't be reached by those folks who are newer, who don't understand the black or brown or marginalized or poor communities. And I think with Tiffany and Slay and Deuce and all those guys, I think it yo, there's some hope for this community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I gotta go.
All right, I got one question for you.
Yeah,
bro.
I got one too.
Yeah, all right. Shout out to Claire Cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
And Claire's our girl, and she rolled with us, but Claire wrote like a really, really, really good piece on Facebook this morning. And I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but if you get a chance, go see it, because she dropped some jewels there.
Yeah.
And I already respected Claire, but it just made me respect her so much more, because the work that you have done with people like even myself and Claire, you could just tell, because she dropped some jewels there. You should go check that out.
I will. Before I leave, I will, actually.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, you know, for us new candidates, you got any advice as someone who, you know, has been through this?
Yeah, here's my advice. There's this place called the New York Conference of Mayors and Municipal Officers. I truly believe y'all going to win. Reach out to them for guidance and advice, because most people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany will be taking you to the Black, Hispanic, and Puerto Rican and Asian Legislative Caucus, which is all the people of basically all people of color who are Democrats mostly, but across the state. They meet in February. They come together for a nice 3-day event. Mm-hmm. You go there, you make your connections, you can make stuff happen, because we're a small community. We don't have those types of resources, but they want to be able to help us. Like, oh, you from Hudson, you young and you black, how can I help?
Yeah.
And that gives you a leverage in where people, maybe even the mayor, won't have that type of connection that you have to Albany and to those folks just by going to that event. Mm-hmm. Just by going, right? Am I right? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless y'all. Yes. Not guilty.